Restoring My Soul, Monday the 15th of April. Christ's Ministry as a Reconciler. Having been called by God to be our great high priest, Jesus Christ was made like us in the Garden of Gethsemane, and we were joined to him as part of the corporate body of sin. He then offered himself by eternal spirit to learn and fulfill our obedience. Furthermore, he brought to nothing all of the alternatives to God's predestination for each person. Through this obedience, God was atoning to God for us. What do we mean by this? By definition, a priest is a mediator between two parties. To fulfill this role, the priest must be fully acquainted with the position of both parties to whom he is ministering reconciliation. With this understanding in mind, we recognize that Jesus is much more than a human conciliator, like the Levitical priests who were appointed under the Old Covenant. They had to offer sacrifices on their own behalf and then on behalf of the people. Theirs was a ministry which was unable to effect change. In contrast, as our great high priest, Jesus Christ provided atonement by offering himself. Highlighting this distinction, Paul wrote, "For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests under the old covenant, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's, for this he did once for all when he offered up himself." Jesus Christ offered himself as God to Yahweh Elohim on our behalf. Equally, he made this offering as a man in the flesh. Through this offering process, he was pioneering the pathway by which man could be made in the image and likeness of God. As both God and man, he was the substance of the atonement and the reconciliation between the Creator and the creature. Paul was highlighting this magnificent point when he declared that God was in the man, Christ, reconciling the world to himself. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 5 to 6, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 2 to 3, Hebrews chapter 7 verses 26 to 27, and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 18 to 19. For further study, 2 Corinthians chapter 5.